Gleanings from the Psalms, Chapter 206, Psalm 150, Using the Breath. The psalmist closes the book of Psalms with the words, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise you the Lord." This is the right use of breath, cause for praise. Sometimes we find discouraged souls who think they have nothing to praise the Lord for. But they can praise Him for breath, they have that. And when men use the breath God gives them to thank Him for it, they will find sufficient causes for praising the Lord. The breath is the breath of life, the breath of the Lord given to all men, just as truly as when God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life in the beginning. Anxiety. Anxious thought about the future wears out more people physically and spiritually than present distresses. Another name for this anxiety is unbelief, and a cure for it is to read Christ's words here given, and believe them. Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take you thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Faith knows that God who has all power will do all the caring for the one who seeks first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Thank him. Whether we thank the Lord for bearing our sin or not, he bears it, for upon him is laid the iniquity of us all. If we do not thank him for it, it makes no difference to him. He bears it just the same. Only by our ingratitude we cling to the burden of it also. But to thank him is to confess the sin, and to confess it is to give him the joy of forgiving the sin, and to give ourselves the peace and joy of forgiveness.